It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Bioprinting. Learn that word. Scientists are working on methods to print new human skin cells, like for burn victims. They're even working on ways to print organs. Not models of organs, organs. Dr. Anthony Atala is at Wake Forest University. He says they start with the same kind of equipment you have around the house, like that old desk jet printer. Even the cartridges.
Once they're used, we actually use them first to print regular paper. We then sterilize them, clean them out, and instead of using ink, we actually use cells.
What have you printed so far in terms of bioprinting?
Flat structures such as skin, more complex solid structures such as bone, as far as more complex smaller organs, three-dimensional organs, segments of organs such as a liver or a kidney.
How close would a printed kidney be to a real kidney or printed skin to real skin?
Well, we print it three-dimensionally, so the concept here is that you do print all the layers, and you can actually do that one layer at a time. And that's the nice thing about the technology is that you can actually use different cell types. If you think about your typical printer, you can print up to seven colors. You could actually print seven different cell types, and so you can start to add those cells up to create the different tissue layers.
And tell me again, why are you using hollowed-out cartridges that I might get at Office Max? I mean, you guys are big, fancy scientists. Is that really the best equipment to use?
Well, you know, the technology is already there for printing, so we don't want to reinvent the technology. We just want to use the technology to get us to where we need to be for our purposes.
Dr. Atala is printing skin, but he talks like it's no big deal, even though it is. We thought our pal comedian Paul F. Tompkins might have some explanation why something so huge can seem like no big whoop.
He can't be as excited about it as when they first figured it out, because that's a long process.
Yes.
You know, it must have been a long process to get to the point where you are printing skin on your HP. So it's like when they first had the idea, I bet this guy was jumping up and down. But by the time they can actually do it, everybody's tired. So I think that's probably why he sounds maybe not as enthused. I think we can all agree this is gross, right? We can all agree the it sounds disgusting. I don't want to see it happening. I think it should be the third thing, along with laws and sausages, that we do not want to witness being made. Hip, hip, hooray for this technology. Please keep it out of view of the general public.
Maybe that's why he's sort of numb to the whole thing, because he spends all day watching this incredibly gross process.
Yeah, it's not pleasant to see. And now you talking about it is making him picture it all over again. And he's barely holding it together.
It's like, I thought this was the cool part where I got to do interviews. Oh, jeez.
Can we not talk so much about the innovation and just more about anything else at all?
We have bioprinting videos. You can decide for yourself whether or not they're gross. And more from Paul F. Tompkins. That's at marketplacetech.org. Producer Larissa Anderson is here with a story you might have missed.
George Lucas is making 3D versions of all six Star Wars movies. Episode 1, The Phantom Menace, is scheduled for February 2012 release.
Impossible.
What do you mean?
There were only three movies. Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi.
So what do you call all those movies with Jar Jar Binks and Queen Amidala?
Oh, those never existed. George Lucas never ruined the Star Wars series with terrible films that made no sense, and he's not going to ruin it more by going 3D. None of it's real.
Are you trying a Jedi mind trick on me?
You can go about your business. Move along. These are not the films you're looking for. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.